Okay, Ur Gedaliah for Chodesh El Oz Dalet on page 8. Ksiv, it's written in the Torah. Everyone see where we are in the bottom right hand corner? It's written in the Torah, Ki Seitze Lemelchama Oloivecha. Yeah, we should try to get the air on earlier than later, I guess. Ki Seitze Lemelchama Oloivecha, Vinosnu Hashem Elokecha Biyadecha. The Torah describes in Parshas Ki Seitze, when you will go out in battle against your enemies, v'nosnu Hashem alokecha biyadecha, and Hashem will deliver your enemies into your hand. Sounds good, no? Go out to battle, and Hashem will take care of the rest. Just go out to the battlefield, and Hashem will deliver the enemies into your hand. So the Kotzker Rebbe had a question. Now you'll see, as we learn the Sefer Gedaliah, you'll get familiar with the types of personalities that he quotes, very often quoting from the Tzaddikim of Poland, the Hasidish Rebbes of Poland. So that would include the Ger Rebbes, that would include the Sokachov Rebbe, that would include the Kotzker. That whole world of Polish Hasidus is very close to the Ur Gedaliah. I think his father was a Ger Hasid. Very Makusher to Ger, the Shore family. Anyways, the Kotzker Rebbe says that in Parshas Baaloscha, we find another description of a battlefield, Jews on the battlefield, and it's a little bit different. Says the Kotzker, in Parshas Baaloscha, what does it say? V'chisavau milchama ba'artzachem, al etzar ha'tzor eschem, when you're battling your enemy in your land, v'harei'osem b'chatzosros. You should cry out, not with a verbal cry, but with what? With the short blast, v'harei'osem, trua. You should sound the short blast of the trumpets. V'nizkartem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, and then you'll be remembered before Hashem. V'noshatem me'oyveichem, and then you'll be saved by your enemy. Nu, what's the Kotzker's question? In Parashas, ki seitzei lemelchama aloyvecha, it says all you have to do is go out to battle, and Hashem will deliver the enemy into your hand. You don't need crying, you don't need shofros, you don't need anything. Easy victory. And yet, in Parashas Baaloscha, it says when you're on the battlefield, if you don't cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't blast the shofar to be remembered by Hashem, then you won't be saved. Only when I do those things will I be remembered, and then I'll be saved. Hare tzrichen hasra v'zechira v'yeshua l'natzeach ha'oyev. So you see in Parshas Baaloscha, you need what? You need cry, you need the sound of the trumpets, and you need to be remembered by Hashem, and you need some type of salvation that the Torah is emphasizing, Hashem will save you. As opposed to just the more casual, ki seitzei l'melchama aloyvecha, v'nasnu Hashem alokecha biyadecha, Hashem will put them right into your hand. So which is it? Is it easy to win the battle? Or is it very difficult to win the battle? Okay, this is a good question. I totally forgot to print something in my office. That's so annoying. Okay. No, it's okay. I'm going to have to deal with it at this point. Okay. No, so here's what he says. You want to do me a favor? If you can get a Nefesh HaChaim from the Beis Medrash, that would be helpful. Anything else? I guess that's it for now. Michta Melio, Volume 1, if they have also. I don't know if you'll be able to find it. I don't want to make you crazy. If you can do it quickly, then great. If not, it's also okay. Okay, so you hear the question. So do I need special Zechusim? Do I need to arouse HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy to save myself? Or is it just Kan Ksiv, V'nasnu Hashem Elokecha Biyadecha, V'eino Mazkir Shetzrichin Tfilos U'Bakashos V'Asras HaChatzosos? He says it doesn't say you need trumpets, you don't need tefillah, you don't need crying, you don't need screaming. Nu, chaver, what's the answer? All you have to do is look at the psukim carefully, and you have to just stop like the Kotzker to ask the question. The answer is very obvious. Says the Ur Gedaliah, four lines from the bottom, v'tirets, the Kotzker Rebbe explained, shebeparshas ba'aloscha ha'oyev ba'al Yisrael. In Parshas Baaloscha, what does it say? Go back to the pasuk. V'chisavau milchama ba'artzachem. When the enemy attacks you. When the war comes to your land. U'kalashon ha'kosov, milchama ba'artzachem. So then, if you, it goes back very much to what we were talking about on Monday. If you wait for the enemy to come to you, you already gave the Yetzirah a head start. Of course, that's the enemy that we're alluding to here. So then it's going to be much harder. You're going to have to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help. You're going to have to cry and scream. You're going to need a lot of weaponry in order to win the battle. Osrichem lecholela. Aval kan shi Yisrael yotzin ala oyev, az noitzchin bepshitus. But kiteitze la milchama alevecha. When you go out against the enemy, as opposed to waiting for the enemy to come to you, when you're proactive in finding ways to protect yourself, when a Jew is yotzin ala oyev, then what? What does the pasuk say? V'nasnu Hashem alokecha biyadecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu will deliver the enemy right into your hand. Okay. Ad kan the words of the Kutzker, and you can see in the bottom line he says Huva b'shem Yishmuel Parshas Kiseitza. This idea is found in the writings of the Shem Yishmuel. That's the Shem Yishmuel right over there. That amazing beard, yeah, right there, looking up into the eyes are in the Himmel. Yeah, that's the Shem Yishmuel, the son of the Avnei Nezer, the Rebbe of Sukkotchov. Who was the Avnei Nezer's father-in-law?
Bring you the other
stick.
Oh,
thanks. I was going to say, thanks so much. I didn't mean to trouble the coin. Who's the Avnei Nezer's father-in-law? The Kutzker Rebbe. In other words, the Kutzker was the grandfather of the Shem Yishmuel. He's quoting his grandfather. Shem Yishmuel over here, which the Or Gedaliah was referencing, is quoting his grandfather, the Kutzker Rebbe. Okay? So again, an amazing insight from the Kutzker. There's a difference between a person who is proactive and goes out to battle, Hashem will make it easy for you. But if you're going to wait, and then you're going to, you know, it's a person who gets their work done on time, and the person who comes to the teacher when the assignment's already due, and now has to start a whole, you know, tkiya, shvarim, trua, tzaka, and tfilos, and bakashos, and, you know, I need more time, and this, and that, then you have to negotiate. If you would have just taken the initiative right away, right, and signed up on time, so you would have, you know, got whatever it was that you wanted. But now, oh, I missed the first deadline, I missed the second deadline, I meant to call you, I was going to meant to text you, email you. Right? So now it's already a whole negotiation. So it's the same thing, says the Kutzker, when it comes to Milchamas HaYetzer. If you're a thoughtful Jew, if you're a proactive Jew, if you take that first step, Hashem will make it easy for you. Haba l'tahir m'sayayin oso. If you try to purify yourself, Hashem will help you. But if you wait till you're already in trouble, it's much harder to free yourself, like we learned on Monday, from the ropes of the Yetzer Hara, once those ropes are strong and thick. Continuing in the left-hand column. Yadua misvar makadosha. Ki parsha zu merames al milchemes hayetzer. This parsha kiseitze, it's obviously not this Shabbos' parsha, but it's one of the parshas we read in the month of Elul, and I'll tie it into Elul, you'll see. That this parsha is merames to fighting the Yetzer Hara. What does the pasuk say? Ki seitze la milchama. It doesn't say le milchama, it says la milchama. La milchama is like what? Leha milchama, right? It's as if it's saying to the battle, the ultimate battle. In the Chovos HaLevavos, which is an early Jewish philosophical work, the Chovos HaLevavos brings a mashal. It says there was once a group of really brave and valiant soldiers who were coming back from the battlefield. And they had just won a big battle, you know, won a big war. And they had the spoils of war with them, and they came back, and they passed an old wise man on the road. They passed an old wise man on the road, and he said to them, where are you coming from? They said, oh, we're coming back from the battle. So he said, the battle? He says, that was probably a small battle. Now, you ready for the real battle now, the big battle? They said, what do you mean a small battle? That was a big battle, we won a big battle. So he said, nah, it's a small battle. So he said, we're ready to fight, where's the big battle, you know? Ready to get in the ring. We want the big arena. Right? Where's the big battle? So he said, the big battle is Milchemes HaYetzer. It's the biggest battle. Being able to beat the Yetzer Hara is described in Koheles as a melech, as a zaken. He's an old, wise king. Actually, it says in Koheles he's an old, foolish king. He says he's a melech, zaken, ksil. So you'll ask yourself a question, as everyone asks. What do you mean? Chazal say that pasuk, that he's a melech, because he dominates. Okay, that's true about the Yetzer Hara. He dominates a lot of people. He's a zaken. Zaken is zesha kana chachma. He's wise. But then he says ksil. He's a fool. He's not a fool. Yetzer Hara is not a fool. So the Chavetz Chaim gave an answer, and in Sifrei Chassidus, the father of the Rishner also gave this answer. Shalom Shachna of Preibish gave this answer. Sefer called Mashmiya Shalom. They give the same answer. A Ksil, it doesn't mean the Yetzer Hara is a fool. It means, let's say, you look outside, right? So I want to see, what do they sell across the street? So I see a nice big sign, Burgers and Grill. So I know, okay. That sign tells me what kind of business they're in, right? I look a little further down, and we have a barbershop and tax services, because those always go together. Yeah. Special place washing tonight. Okay. Right? So when someone puts up a sign, that's their line of business. So the Yetzer Hara wears a sign that says what? That says Ksil. He's not saying I'm a fool. Says the Chafetz Chaim, says the Sefer Mashmir Shalom, he's saying the line of business that he's in. You know what I do professionally? I fool people. I'm not a fool. I'm a zaken. I'm a melech. But I make people do such foolish and stupid things. That's the line of business I'm in. Right? So the Yetzer Hara is a pretty clever person. Kiteitze la milchama. This is the big battle. Says the Chovas Levavos. Right? You just won the small battlefield. A physical battlefield is the small battlefield. The spiritual battlefield, that's the big battlefield. Ukulashon chazal lo dibra Torah elo kenegede Yetzer Hara. And in fact, that's what Chazal say. Kiseitze la milchama. What happens? No, what's the continuation of the pasuk? Shoval kevin chomish, right over your left hand shoulder, the blue one on the bottom. What happens next? You go out to battle, and what happens? You see a beautiful woman, right? You see an Eishes Yifas Tohar, and the Torah says you're allowed to take the Eishes Yifas Tohar for yourself, and you can be intimate with her, you can marry her. A little strange, no? Lo dibra Torah elo neged Yetzer Hara. That's what Rashi says over here. The Torah was responding to the Yetzer Hara, because it's natural for a person who's out on the battlefield. Yeah, when a person's out on the battlefield, there's so much psychological, emotional, physical stress that this guy, is looking for an outlet. Obviously, a very cheap outlet is satisfying one's sexual desires, but that's what happens here. You take a captive and you take this Eishes Yifas Tohar and you desire her. Rashi says, Chazal say, this is Hashem's response. Right, lo dibra Torah ella keneged Yetzer Hara. So let's just pause here, and I'll tell you one of the most important things I ever read in a sefer. It's in a little volume of teachings from Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky. Does that sound?
Like that.
Made you crazy.
Basically, basically
okay. Yeah, holy shit. Thank you so much. This is great. We'll trade back. Okay, let's trade back. Thank you. Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky. Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, who was a Dayan, chief rabbi in London, Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael. Amazing Jew, really amazing Jew. Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, when he was in London, he used to give a Friday night Parsha Shir for kids who were in public school. He used to get these kids to come. They mamash didn't learn anything. They would come and they would learn with him. He'd read the Chumash with them. So he said he was going to Shul Friday night, and he was thinking about what he's going to teach them. And it was the week of Parshas Kisetze. And he said, I have a huge problem. You know what my huge problem is? This Parsha is really problematic. When a Jew goes out to war and he sees a pretty girl and he wants to sleep with her, what does the Torah say? Sleep with her. Right? These kids come to my house every Friday night and they say, Rabbi, why do I have to do this? Why do I have to... That restraint, the Torah gives us guiding principles, the Torah teaches you can't do whatever you want. And then it comes Parsha Kiseitze, and it says what? It says, you have a Yetzer Hara. The end of the story is not conquer that Yetzer Hara, defeat that Yetzer Hara. The context of these psukim is what? You see a beautiful woman, v'chashach deba, he likes her, v'lakachta l'chalisha, take her. She's not Jewish. There's a non-Jewish girl on a battlefield. You know? This is nothing to write about. Embarrassing. So Yecheskel Abramsky said, what on earth am I going to tell these kids when they come to my house this Friday night? And I talk about how Torah and mitzvahs give us, a framework by which to live. We can't just do whatever we want. This guy is literally doing what he wants. Because he wants. Okay, I told you he's stressed. He's, So Yecheskel Abramsky, he said, as he sat down to learn with those young men that night, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put an idea in his head. He said like this. He said, people often think when you're in a situation that's difficult, yeah? person's in a moment of nisayon. You have a taiva, whatever it is. And a person just says to himself, I just, Hashem, what do you want? I can't control myself. It's too hard. It's too hard for me to turn down this yetzer hara. Yeah? I'm walking past McDonald's, and I see for 99 cents, I can get like 5 burgers and like triple fries and a massive soda. And I'm thinking, like, at the kosher store, for like $15, I can get a quarter the size of the burger and a quarter the amount of fries. And Rav Moshe, I can't turn it down, you know? I can't turn down the Happy Meal, the 99 cents. I get like 45 things for 99 cents. I don't know how they make any money on that, but okay. And a person, I can't, Hashem, it's too tempting. I can't control myself. No? You know what Hashem says to you? Hashem says to you, hold on a second. Read Parshas Ki Tzeitzei. Yeah? Hashem says, I'm Yodea Maras Nafsho. I know the pains of your heart. And Hashem says, I know that there is a situation where a person really can't control himself. And who is it? It's this guy. He is so emotionally, physically, psychologically stressed out on the battlefield that he needs to be with this non-Jewish woman. So you know what Hashem says? Hashem says, I sign off on that. I know you can't control yourself in this situation, so you know what? It's not usser. I'm making it mutter. But what does that say about every other time that it is usser? And you say, I can't control myself. Hashem says, that's not true, you can. Because if you really couldn't, if Hashem really felt it was impossible for you to win that battle, to control that taiva, Hashem would allow you to do it. That's what he allows over here. You hear how he flipped the whole thing around? If you really can't control yourself, the Torah says, go for it. So what happens when a person says, right now it's such a taiva, but the halacha says it's aser, then you have more strength. You could win that battle. If you really couldn't win the battle, Dibra Torah Kenegedi Yitzhar, if the Yitzhar really is going to win that battle, Hashem says, I don't expect you to even fight back. Go for it. Lakatha l'chal isha. Take the Ishas Yafas Tower. This non-Jewish, pretty girl on the battlefield. Non-Jewish girl. Go for it. So you'll say, it's also hard for me not to touch my girlfriend. Hold on a second. That's a halacha. It's hard, yeah, it's hard, but you can win that battle. If you're smart, you can win that battle. This battle you can't win, so Hashem says go for it. But all other battles that you convince yourself that you can't win, you can win. You absolutely can win. But you have to what? Let's go back to the context of the pasuk. You have to be proactive. Ki teitze la milchama oleivecha. People get themselves into bad situations, and then they're battling their yetzer hara to try to find their way out. Be smart. Plan ahead. If you know you have a certain taiva, so make a gedder for yourself. If going to a certain place gets you into trouble, so don't go to that place. Circumvent that place. Eizu chacham, aroes enola. Look ahead. Plan ahead. Be proactive. And when you do that, the yetzer hara becomes easy to beat. It's only when we're not thoughtful and we're not proactive that all of a sudden the yetzer hara becomes this uphill battle. Okay, so let's go back to the Ur Gedaliah now. Says Rav Gedaliah Yeshur again. Lo dibra Torah in the second line, the left column. Lo dibra Torah ela kenegad yetzer hara. Va'amru tzadikim demikodem hayapshat hapashut mimilchama mamish v'haremez haya al milchemes hayetzer. In a time period in Jewish history when we're actually fighting wars. So what's the pashup shot in the pasuk? When you go out to battle, it's talking about what? Going out to battle, fighting a war. What's it hinting to on a deeper level? Yetzer. The tzaddikim said, or Simcha Bunim of Prashischa, many tzaddikim said, how do you read the pasuk when there's not a physical war? Right now, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is not involved in an actual war. We have to daven every day that, you know, we have seen wars in modern Jewish history. Yeah, actual wars, physical wars. But what happens when the Torah is eternal? So what happens to this pasuk when we're not fighting an actual war? What becomes the pashup shot in the pasuk? Pshuto shel mikra. Pashup shot is what? Is yetzer hara. Right? When we're fighting an actual war, this idea of like, oh, it's also talking about the yetzer hara is like an added mussar lesson. But when we're not fighting an actual war, the pashup shot in the pasuk, the tzaddikim said. The simple interpretation of the verse is what? Is fighting yetzer hara. Look what he writes. The tzaddikim explained. In the olden days, the pashup shot was milchama mamish, v'haremez hayal milchamas hayetzer. Aval hayom, but nowadays, she'ein lanu milchamos. We're not, Baruch Hashem, at the moment, involved right? In a formal war. Of course, we have many enemies. Klal Yisrael have many enemies. We're not involved in a formal war right now. So, as ha-peirish ha-pashut kayam l'chemes ha-yetzer. The pashut thing. This is Hashem. The Torah is Hashem talking to us. Hashem is telling us, if you want me to help hand the Yitzhar into your hand, ki teitzeh l'melchama. Go out against them. Don't wait until what? The melchama is ba'artzachem. The melchama comes to you. Yeah, Yudah. Right. So that, again, that's Rav Yechezkel Abramsky's insight, right? That the Torah is telling us that you may encounter Yetzaharas out there that are impossible to defeat, and Hashem will not hold you accountable for those. Right? But again, you can keep working through all the psukim using this model of Yetzaharas as being, you know, Pshuto Shel Mikra. Again, even that's a Chassidus Shavar, right? To say that the Pashup Shah is the Yetzahara. But you hear what the Svarim are saying. That when you're not fighting an actual battle, this is the battle. This is la milchama, right? The Rechaim HaKadosh says the battle. But like the Chovas Lavava said, you won the small skirmish, take on the big battle. The big battle is inside yourself. Yeah. What do you mean? In a sense, yeah. I mean, in a certain sense. The, you know, taivas nashim, sexual desire, is one of the hardest things for a person to free off. So, Yosef became a tzaddik when he resisted the temptations of Potiphar, when he had every excuse in the world to sin with her. He became a tzaddik. From turning down one, you know, sexual act, he became a tzaddik. He becomes the model of what it means to be a tzaddik. When the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in the second parak says, Ezo hi tshuva gemura, what is complete tshuva? You know, the Rambam gives an example of someone who messed up in the past and wants to get it right this time. What example does the Rambam give? You ate the cheeseburger last time? You stole money last time? You spoke Lashon Hara last time? The Rambam says, last time you were alone with the girl and you sinned. This time, you're in the same situation and you didn't do the Avera. So, Chazal certainly have a notion that sexual drive and desire, for many, not for everyone, for many people, is one of the hardest Yetzaharas to conquer. So it makes sense that this parsha, which is so much about Yetzahara, is in the context of the Ish Tzivas Torah. Yeah, that was Rabbi Chaskel Abramsky's point. This is the one place where the Torah says, it's hard for you, and the end is not, but control yourself. The end is, so go for it. But that means everything else the Torah asks of you, you can't say, it's too hard. Keeping Shabbos is too hard. No, it's not. It's not too hard. It's very doable. It's very possible. Maybe harder for some people and easier for some people. But every Jew with a neshama can win that battle. If it was impossible, Hashem would say, don't keep Shabbos. You can't say that's a bad battle. But this particular battle, right, exactly. That's easier than something else for someone else. Again, this is the model that the Torah is using. I guess each person, yeah, we all have different, you know, a different makeup, which, you know, for some people might say, what do you mean? Controlling myself on the battlefield is not so hard for me. And keeping something else is very hard for me. Okay. The Torah is creating a generality. Right? But again, we're not gonna start saying this, you know, this mitzvah is non-binding by me because it's too hard. Right? We have to work within the framework. But again, at least the Torah is giving us a model of saying that in theory, if Torah was too hard, Hashem wouldn't ask it of us. That's Rav Yechezkel Abramsky's point. If Torah was too hard, Hashem wouldn't demand it of us. If it's too hard, Hashem lets us do what we want, what we need to do. So therefore, anything that Hashem does ask for us, we can do. We can control ourselves. Not always easy, but we can do it. Yes, Joseph.
How do you reconcile this idea with the idea that Hashem never gives us anything more than we can handle?
So that's exactly this idea. And in this particular case, where we couldn't handle it, Hashem didn't ask it of us. Means that it's mutter. It's mutter. Hashem allowed it. It's not a situation, right? Hashem doesn't put you in a negative situation you can't handle. That notion, by the way, has to be explored a little bit. It's not so posh that that's true. I know people say that. Maybe you write it on a bumper sticker, on a poster, you know, on someone's Instagram post. But it's not muskum lakol. Rav Tzadok Kohen of Lublin has a teaching in Tzidkas HaTzadik where he says, not necessarily. There are nisyonos that you can't win. But that's a very delicate and dangerous area that we're not doing here in 30 seconds. Okay? I'll talk to Rabbi Aaron about that, though. Any of the Rabbi Aarons. Yes?
So, does this mean that there are Yitzharas for us that are beyond like the mitzvah that are given to us?
What do you mean?
So, if there... Well, the explanation from Abramsky is that...
Said everything that's in the Torah, we can control. We can do it. It's hard, but we can do it.
Right.
If it was so too hard, Hashem wouldn't ask it of us.
So then, does that mean that there are, then it also gives the situation where there is some level of Yetzer Hara for us, but it's too hard.
That's the battle.
For us. So that means that there are, parts of the Yetzer Hara that are just too hard for everyone? Or is it that each person, has their own...
But that's what Max was saying. We're not going to open it up now and start, each person going to say, well, for me, this is, this goes back to what Joseph was just saying, based on Rav Tzadok, could there be something that you come to the Olam HaEmes and you say, Hashem, I let you down, and Hashem says, the truth is I programmed you to fail that Nisayon? It is possible. How that works and what that means is complicated. So we're not going to go with that right now. But our job is to assume that I can win any battle that the Torah asks of me. Because, again, the model is, if it was too hard, the Torah wouldn't ask it of me. So that means anything else you're going to find in this book is within reach. That's the book. Okay? Yeah, one last point, and then we got to go on a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Right, it wasn't perfect. Right.
But he's considered to be Matzah because he went to battle.
Right.
I think the top is that if you go to battle here,
right,
then you're considered to be Matzah.
Right, right.
Even if you're Nishal.
Right, right. A person may not walk out unscathed. Right. A person who wins the battle still gets beat up on the battlefield. That's an important point. The goal is to win the battle, right? Two boxers in the ring, at the end of the match, they're both beat up. There's a great teaching from one of the... In the Sefer Toras Avos, which is a Slonimer Sefer, it says in Melchemes Hayetzer, right? It's like he compares it to two people in a boxing match, and he says at the end of the match, everyone's beat up, right? Sometimes we punch the Yitzhar really hard. Sometimes he punches us really hard. But the lashon there, I think it's in Yiddish, but the idea is, he says the Iker is who throws the last punch. If you think about it, that's really it. That's what we're holding now. This is the end of time. We've been battling the Yetzer Hara throughout Jewish history. Who's going to get the final punch? Who's going to knock down who? We're all, the Yetzer Hara is, beaten and bloodied, and we are too. We've been through a lot, and he's also been through a lot. We've had some big tzaddikim who took the Yetzer Hara into a back alley and beat him senseless, But he's still fighting, and we're still fighting. So who's going to get the last punch? The Mechames HaYetzer, who's going to get the last punch? That's what it says in the Toras Avos. It's a great image to hold on to and just to keep fighting a little bit more. Okay, so let's keep reading. So nowadays he says that again, that the real milchama is milchama sayetzer. V'ramzu b'parsha zu ha'ofen asher yilachem ha'odem yitzahara. And again, what this parsha is teaching us is the way in which one battles the yitzahara. Shelo yamtin ad asher hara kvar b'kirbo. And this is very much going to connect us to what we learned on Monday, but we'll deepen it a little bit. Don't wait until the Yetzer Hara is what? Already inside of you. Sha'oz ha-melchama hu kashem ha'od. Because then the battle will be very difficult. V'tzrichim letzeis ba-melchama imi Yetzer Hara kodem sh'megi la'artzo. Like we've explained, therefore you need to defeat the Yetzer Hara before he comes to your land. This is your land. Your body is your land. The more you let the Yetzer Hara in, the harder it's going to be to chase him out. Like we learned on Monday. First he comes as a holich, then he's an oreach. And before you know it, he thinks he's the Ish. Remember the Remez from Monday? Who remembers the Remez from Monday? And the Rebbe of Kamarna. Right? Holech plus Oreach plus Ish is Gematria. Yitzhara, 575. He tries to get close. He tries to work his way in. Fight him proactively so he can't enter. Now listen to this very deep idea. I've explained many times, he says, that by each person there's a metzius shel ra. Metzius means there's a reality. There's a reality of evil. Asher hu bebechinas adam harishon kodem achet. which is comparable to the world of Adam prior to the sin. What does that mean? It's a very, very basic question that we have to think about. How did Adam fall for the deception of the Nachash? Meaning, when Adam was still perfect, how was he susceptible to be tricked? And what changed after Adam sinned initially? So I'm going to read you a piece of Nefesh HaChaim in a minute, but let's keep reading the Or Gedaliah for a second. The Or Gedaliah says, "Shekodam hachet Adam Arishon bevadai hayu lo yediya sheyesh ra ba'olam." Before the sin, Adam Arishon knew that there were bad things in the world. There's really bad things we would say, I would never do that we know about, right? We've all heard that people have taken guns and shot and killed other people. We've heard that idea. We know about it. We know it exists. Does it dwell within us? Am I struggling with it? Do I wake up in the morning and say, I want to murder someone with a gun? No. I hope not. I hope. If you're struggling with that, you can come visit me in my office this afternoon. We'll talk it. Just check your gun at the door. You know, we'll talk it out, though. Yeah? Most of us are not struggling with that. It's a metzias of ra. We would call it evil. We know it exists. It's not inside of us. There's other yetzaharas that I feel burning inside of me. When Adam Arishon was kodem achet, all ra was outside of him. It was that tree in the side, Eitz Hadas, Tov Ra. The world of Tov Ra, where it starts to blur together, it was something that existed outside of him. And more than that, the Nachash, which is the embodiment of the Yetzirah, right? If I asked you, point to your Yetzirah. Where would you point? Right? Point to your Yetzirah. My Yetzirah is inside of me, I don't know. Or he wants to be. He dwells in my heart, Chazal say. I have Yetzir Tov and Yetzirah on the two sides of my heart. And they're battling. Adam Arishon, before the sin, the Yetzirah was what? Was outside of him. The Nachash came over and would talk to him. It was an outside voice. It wasn't an internal voice. Listen carefully. Look at these words. That's the difference. Adam knew there were bad choices and good choices, but the bad was completely outside of him. And he had the opportunity to never, ever, ever let it in. But when Adam sins, what happens? Now the Ra moves from being what? An outside voice. We don't have a Nachash that walks up to us and tries to convince us to do things. It's our own internal consciousness it's our own internal conscience that struggles with these ideas, right? That's trying to grapple what to choose. Kamo she'amru habali musar, she'anu ro'im b'chush. We see with our senses, and this is an amazing idea. And this is what Rav Dessler writes. I meant to bring the sefer to show you the quote, but for those who have the sefer Michta Me'Eliyahu in the first volume on page 255, Rav Dessler says this idea in a beautiful way, and it's so true. And it's such an insight. And we've all had this conversation. Look what Rav Dessler says. He quotes here the Baalei Musar. Rav Dessler says it Meferish. Listen to what happens. We see with our senses. Shebe'eis she'adam tzarech lechol. If I were to ask you, which part of you is the essential you? Your body or neshama? So you're all nice, firm guys. You would all say, the neshama, of course. The neshama is eternal. The body's going to rot in the grave one day. Good. So you know how to say the right answer. But do you know how to feel and think the right answer? And the answer is, we don't. And here's the proof. When a person needs to eat, who margish, what does he feel? Sheha'ani tzarech lechol. I need to eat. I'm hungry. You don't say my body's hungry. My neshama is the essence of me. The outside part of me, the body, is hungry. You don't say that. You say, I'm hungry. I'm tired. I need to use the bathroom. I'm thirsty. Right? I want this or I want that. That's the language that the guf speaks in. Aval be'eis shu choshe bedvar asiyas a mitzvah. But when it comes to doing a mitzvah, hamachshav shelo hu b'lasho nochach ata tzarech lomod. But when it comes to religious things, we often say to ourselves, you know, you really need to go to davening. You really need to get to Seder on time. You really should be learning more. Why isn't it I need to be learning more? I need food. I need sleep. Right? I desire X, Y, or Z. You know, but you should really try to be a better Jew. So Rav Dessler writes it in an amazing way. Rav Dessler says, look how the Yetzer Hara has taken over the controls. that he's inverted the world of I and you. That you think your body is I and your neshama is you. It's backwards, olam hafach. The essential ani is what? Is the soul. This is what happened b'shas chet Adam Arishon. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph and Perek Vav in the Haggah, in the footnote, the Nefesh HaChaim says, Zeh hayakodem achet, prior to the chet, again, Ra dwelled outside of Adam, lo hayakolul oz rak mikol ha'olamos v'kochos ha'kadusha levad v'lo mikochos ha'ra. What was Adam made up of, kodem achet? He was made up of nothing other than what? Other than ruchnias. He was glowing on the inside. All Ra was outside of him. Aval achar achet nichlu v'nisarvu bo gam kochos hatuma v'hara. Everything came inside of him. Everything was mixed in. When Hashem says, Na'aseh Adam, let us make man. Who's Hashem talking to? Right, Rashi is talking to the Malachim. So man is made up of angelic forces. But the truth is, there's a different way to say Na'aseh Adam also. And after the Chet, this is how we look at it. After the Chet, what's Adam made up of? Okay.
And they were all arguing with each other about whether or not to make man.
Okay.
And then Hashem made man in that conflict because people...
So man is made from the conflict. Very interesting. The conflict that you find in different Mamari Chazal, right, the debate whether to make man is made from that debate, which is why he's so conflicted. That's cool. I never heard it like that. I like that idea. That's very good. You could also say, Nasa Adam, who is Hashem talking to? Let us make man. Well, what was created before man? I'll tell you. Lions and tigers and bears and all sorts of wild animals. Rav Elchanan Wasserman says, and this is really Adam Achar Achet, Adam is, we're made up of everything. We're made up of the craziest animals in the jungle, which is why sometimes we act like the craziest animals in the jungle. We can get really, really crazy sometimes. Let's learn a pasuk in Koheles. Sorry, I forgot to print my notes, but hopefully we can still find it. It's in Perek Tes. Pasuk says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says about Adam, I made Adam Yashar. I made man straight. Sorry, it's in Perek Zayin. Where is it? Yeah, here. Last pasuk in Perek Zayin in Koheles. Levad re'eze matzasi, asher osa Elokim es Adam Yashar. I made a person yashar. I made man straight. The month of Tishrei, Habalinu Latova, after we work our way through El, we prepare ourselves in El, hopefully by the time we get to Tishrei, you see Tishrei is made up of the letters yashar. It's yashrus. Tishrei is when we straighten ourselves out. Okay, so Hashem says, I made man yashar. Veheima bikshu chishbonos rabin. But they desired all sorts of calculations. I made Adam Yashar, but they desired all sorts of calculations. No? Who's the they? Why doesn't it say, and he? I made man straight, and he had all sorts of desires. Because the answer is, because the essence of you is Yashar, and it always is Yashar. It was Yashar, it is Yashar. What's the Hema Bikshu Chishbonos Rabim? You know what it is? It's all those wild animals inside of us. They want to take over the command. This is from a Sefer Ezer Eliyahu. I think he was a Talmud of the Chiddush Arim. Maybe the Kotzker also. The Ezer Eliyahu says, that's the pshat in this pasuk. Hashem says, I made man straight. But they, what's the they? They are all those things you bring into yourself. You think you can watch some crazy guy doing something stupid on YouTube and it doesn't affect you? Like, I'm just watching it. I wouldn't do it. But you just let it in a little bit. You let it into your brain. You let it into your eyes. You know about it. Eitz Hadas means what? That I know about things. I would never do it. Yediyah means attachment. V'yod Adam is chav ishto. As soon as you know about it, you've connected to it. You've let it in a little bit. So says the Orgadal Yo, the Bali Musar are saying, look what happens sometimes. We get so inverted that we think that ani tzarich le'echol. I need to eat. I need to sleep. You, neshama, you. What do you mean you? Neshama's not you. Neshama's I. Neshama's the essence of who you are. Don't let the wild animals take control. Rav Avram Shur, the son of Rav Gedalia Shur, has a series of svarim called Halekach V'Halibuv. So he has two volumes on Leil Shabbos Kodesh, it's called. So in the second volume of Leil Shabbos Kodesh, he says, based on what I just told you now, that Rav Chana Wasserman says we're made up of all the wild animals, and the Ezer Elio says, that's the pshat in the pasuk in Koheles, I made man straight, but they, the jumble inside of you, the jungle inside of you, is what causes what? Is what causes all the bad choices. He says, that's the pshat in the pasuk in Baal Oscha. Listen to this. It says in Baal Oscha, it talks about the troublemakers who wanted meat. You remember the troublemakers who wanted meat? The Mizoidinim, they come to Moshe Rabbeinu. The troublemakers amongst us said, his avu taiva. Right? They had a desire. And they said, who's going to give us meat? Mi yachilenu basar. I want flesh. I want meat. Yeah? So Rav Avram Shur has a great part. Rav Avram Shur says, what does the pasuk say? Va'asafsuf asher bekirbo. It's Baal Oscha Perach Yud Aleph. Va'asafsuf asher bekirbo. What's the pashup shot? The rabble rousers amongst Klal Yisrael. Rav Shur says, no, there's another way to read the pasuk. Asafsuf means what? Asafsuf, the jungle, asher bekirbo. The jungle inside of a person says, Yisayivu taiva, I have taivas. I'm a wild animal. Mi achilanu basar. Right? Who's going to be my next thing to prey upon? Whether it's a person or whether it's a hamburger, you know? What's the next thing I'm going to pounce on like a wild animal? There's an asafsuf bekirbo. It's what Yehuda is saying, that man was born out of machlokas. Right. And even though Adam HaRishon had a chance to keep kind of that raw outside of himself, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, he let it in. He switched the system. So now the voices are inverted. Now I want physical desires. And you, Neshama, you want spiritual things. That's a backwards world. So says Rav Shur, let's look inside. Says Rav Shur, She'ein lo hargasha sha'atzmi yishalo tzarech lehadavar. When a person says, you need to learn, he doesn't sense that I need to learn. My essence is learning Torah and serving Hashem. Kein haya davar etzel adam arishon. Sha'achar achet nasa hara chelak migufo. That's what happened. When Adam Rishon sinned, what happened? The Ra became part of his world. And you know what the Nefesh HaChaim says in that footnote? Something very sad. From the time Adam sinned, no one has ever done a perfect mitzvah. What does the word chet mean? Sin. What else does it mean? Missing the mark. How do you know that's so clear? Because Judah says it a lot. Ben Achman. David Melech. Chet means to miss the mark, right? When you're shooting an arrow, the Navi uses the Shoresh, Ches, Tes, Aleph, to describe a person who misses the target. So the Nefesh HaChaim says, right, every mitzvah we do, also, because we're a blend of Tov and Ra, every mitzvah that we do has a little bit of Ra mixed in. There's a little bit of Chet. It's not a sin, but a little bit we miss the mark. I can't daven one Shmona Esrei from beginning to end without spacing out. I can't learn one word of Torah totally L'Shem Shemayim. I can't put one penny in the tzedakah box without a little bit feeling some of my own kavod that, oh, I'm helping someone who's poor. And it can be very fine to the point you're saying, Moshe Tzvi, what's wrong with you? I can do all those things. Right? But you can't. But Emes, you can. But Nefesh HaChaim says in that footnote, he says, there is nothing that we do that is perfect anymore. Every mitzvah that we try to do is a little bit chaser, is a little bit lacking. And it all goes back to Chirei Tzadas. That's a tragedy. So the avoda is, ki teitzei lemilchama, be proactive and try to what? To drive the enemy out of yourself. And certainly don't let him, you know, get comfortable there. But now, says Rav Gedalia Shur, we all have chalakim of Ra that are still outside of us. Right? There's bad things in the world that we don't know about. If someone says, oh my gosh, did you hear about this new thing? Say, I don't want to hear about this new thing. Because knowing about it is the first step to what? To coming to actually do it. It has a hashpah. Knowing things has a hashpah on a person. Yeah, if you watch TV shows and movies, where people act a certain way, that becomes your normal. Who heard Rav Weinberger last night when he was speaking in the Sichas Musar? Okay, so that's what he was talking about. The world of the Beis Medrash is that place of clarity, and the world outside of the Beis Medrash is ha'asaf suf. It's crazy out there. It's a jungle. Because when you reinforce negative ideas, you start to think that that's normal. You call darkness light and light darkness. So we all have chalakim of ra that are still completely outside of us, right? Or at least very far away from us. The example I gave you, the desire to murder someone. For some, you know, gang members, that's like a struggle. It's a daily struggle, you know, to decide if I'm going to kill someone today. For most normal people, that's not a daily struggle. Even though you know that there are bad things in the world, but you never tasted it. There's things that you've never done. There's other things that you have done. Like the Gemara says, a person does an aveir and he repeats it, and then what does the Gemara say? Nasa keheter. It becomes mutter. So the Gemara says, it's mutter? If you're a repeat offender, your crimes are now legalized? So the Gemara says, no, nasa lo keheter. You get used to it. You become desensitized. A person who's never been Mechal Shabbos, and like Shabbos is so, I would never, right? The thought of being Mechal Shabbos is like, the body can't even come close to it. Rav Simcha Bunu of Preshischa said, the goal is that an aveir should be like touching fire. If I said to you, Max, I'll give you $100 to put your hand in the fire for 5 seconds, into an open flame 5 seconds, you wouldn't be able to do it. If I said, Max, I'll give you $1,000,000 to do it. You still couldn't do it. You know why? Your body wouldn't let you do it. And a veir has to be something that it's so clear to us how destructive it is that for all the offers in the world, I can't bring myself to do it. It can't even register by me. So there are veiros that he says that lo ta'am tam chay. But a person who was once Mechal Shabbos, or a person who used to eat Nakosh, or a person who wasn't Makbid on Shmir Sinaim, or wasn't Makbid on this, or wasn't Makbid on that, because that there's a little bit inside of oneself that, it's not so bad, this is what people do. To the person who's never done it, it's I won't go anywhere near that. But once you cross that line, and now it enters into your mind, into your being, it becomes hard to get it out. So there's some things that are inside of us, some things that are outside of us. Ve'ein lo hargasha shel ra, things that we haven't tasted at all. V'tzarechu liros shelo yachnis hara b'socho. So our avoda is to make sure that we don't let it in anymore. V'tzarech letzeis la'melchama negere yitzahara kodem shehu nichnas l'sol. And the avoda is to guard against him before he comes to you. Okay, let's finish the piece. Last paragraph on the page. What's the connection to El? U'v'svar me'vim b'shem azor kadosh. This Parsha Kiseitse, which we read every year in Chodesh Elul, right, has a very powerful connection to Chodesh Elul, as cited by the Zohar. What does the Zohar say? Let's read the Pesukim again. The Pasuk says, you go out to war, and Hashem delivers it into your hand, and then you see a beautiful woman in the battlefield, and you take her for yourself, and she does all sorts of interesting things with her hair and her fingernails. And then v'yashuv v'vesecha, she comes to your house, and then the pasuk says, "Listen, uvachsa es avia ve'es ima yerech yamin." She cries over her mother and her father. Right? She's sort of being taken hostage here. She's a captive. For isa b'shivya, she's part of the spoils of war. Eishes yifas tovar. So she cries over her father and her mother for a month. Oh, what? What's that talking about? Says the Zohar, look inside, says Rav Gedalia Shor, says the Zohar, Kadosh v'parsha zu ramza ha-Torah inyan tshuva shel Chodesh Elul. What is the crying over aviya v'ima yerech yamim? What is this crying over the mother and the father for a yerech yamim, for a month? Shekoy al Chodesh Elul. This refers to Chodesh Elul. This yerech yamim alluded to in this pasuk refers to Chodesh Elul. Alright, it's Zohar, gotta figure out what the secret is there. He says, "Avia hu Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ve'ima hu Knesset Yisrael." Crying es avia ve'es ima. Who's crying? We're crying over Hashem and over Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael and Hashem are crying in the month of El. What does that mean? What's he saying? What it means is sheyaseh tshuva al hachatoyim shelo, shal yedei hachatoyim osef begam lamala. this is the month where a Jew, Chodesh El, the person, is as dirty as he could possibly be since last Rosh Hashanah. Again, just throughout the calendar year, my veros compile and compound. So now I'm as dirty and I'm in need of a good cleansing, a spiritual cleansing, as much as I need. And this is the time to what? To cry over the bad choices I made this past year. And to lament the fact that I've harmed Klal Yisrael with my bad choices. I've harmed Kivyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my bad choices. Turn the page. Shebachodesh Zat Tzarech HaAdam. Top of the next page. Let's say it's the Melchama Neged Yetzara. This is the month where you go out to battle. You find the things that need to be confronted. And you deal with them. Uvizar Kadosh Bakama Makomos Kori Litfila Melchama. If you remember, we learned yesterday that there's kind of a three-ply chord. Torah, tefillah, and tshuva. They all work hand in hand. So tefillah is also milchama. Going out to tefillah is also going out to the battlefield, so to speak. Shal yedei ha-tefillah hu lochem neged yetzahara. Tefillah is a weapon that we use on the battlefield. Kamo shedarshu chazal on the pasuk, when Yaakov Avinu says, what does Yaakov Avinu say? Vacharbi uvakashti. Yaakov Avinu says, I conquered the city of Shechem, Bacharbi uvakashti. I won the battle, Bacharbi uvakashti. It's in Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov says, Vani nasati lecha Shechem echer al achecha. Yosef, I'm going to give you this portion. Asher lakachti miyad ha'amori, which I took from the Amori, Bacharbi uvakashti. That I conquered from the Amori, with my what? Bacharbi uvakashti. With my sword and my bow. Yeah? Do you have a picture of Yaakov Avinu, the sweet tzaddik who sat and learned all day? A fierce warrior on the battlefield with a cherev, with a bow and arrow, with a sword. What does Unkelis say on Charbi and Kashti? Bitsalosi uvivausi. With my prayers and my what? And my petitioning, my requesting of Hashem. In other words, Unkelis is revealing to us that, you know what weapon the Jewish people have? It's a really powerful weapon against Esav. Yeah, Yadayim midei Esav. Esav holds the real weapons in our hand. Where do we hold our weapons? Kol Kol Yaakov. The power of the path. Tefillah. That's the weapon that Yaakov won wars with. So when a Jew davens and says Slichos in Chodesh El, and he says it with oomph, like a person on a battlefield. When a person's proactive, and he starts the vidoy process early, you don't have to wait till you officially say Ashamnu Baganu. You could go this afternoon, close the door to your apartment or to your dorm room, and sit for 2 minutes and just talk it out with God. That's mamish being proactive against the Yetzer Hara. That's winning the battle. V'chein kan ksiv ki teitzei la melchama koi al yamei elol hu yomad tzlosa, like we learned yesterday. Elol is our days of prayer. Shitzarach ha'odim li'lachim ba'yetzer al yedei tefila uvizeh yisgaber Allah. Fight the Yetzer Hara with your tefila, that's your weapon. And in this way, one will be victorious. I want to just end with two Ramazim. I heard from Tzadikim that the year that we're in, Tafshin Ayin Tes, and this is the last month of Tafshin Ayin Tes, El is the last month of 5779. So I heard from different Tzadikim a remez in a pasuk to Tafshin Ayin Tes. We say in Oz Yashir that we hope and we try and we ask Hashem to help us to what? Tirat Oyev. Tirat Oyev means to destroy the Oyev. Ki teitzei lemelchama al Oyevecha. So I heard from different tzaddikim over the course of this past year that Tirat Oyev is gematria Tafshin Ayin Tes. So it's just a beautiful thing to think about. We're learning here about what it means to what? To fight the enemy, to engage in the battle, to win the battle. We have 1 month left. We can still win Tafshin Ayin Tes. Mashiach can still come Tafshin Ayin Tes. We can still win. By Rosh Hashanah, we could be with the Beis HaMikdash already. But we have to be what? Tirat Oyev, to try to smash the Oyev. And the way that we do that is not waiting for the Oyev to come into our land, but going out against him. And lastly, a final remez that Rav Moshe Wolfson brings in his Sefer Emunah Sitecha, in the Mo'adim volume on page 104. In Parshas Bechukosai, there's one other place where we also learn about a battle, and it hints to Chodesh El. What are some of the hints to Chodesh El? What are some of the phrases that have Rashi Tevos or Sofei Tevos Elo? You know some famous ones, right? Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. What else? Ish l'rei eyu matanus lev yonim. Es levavcha ve'es levav. Right? There's different Ramazim, but Moshe Wolfson brings one that you don't find in earlier sources. Moshe Wolfson Shlita. He writes in Amunas Yitecha, he says, if you look at the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, there's a very interesting remez. And based on what we learned today, he just says it in like half a line. You don't know what he's talking about. But based on the piece we learned in Or Gedaliah today, Rav Wolfson was the Mashkiach for 40 years in Torah Vadas. So obviously someone who is Mekusher to the world of Rav Gedaliah Shor. He says, if you look in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, the Pasuk says, V'radfu mikem chamisha meya, umeya mikem reva yerdofu. You'll be able to chase away your enemies. Listen to the words. The last four words in the Pasuk. Vinaflu. I'll say it slowly in case you want to write it down. Vinaflu oivechem lifnechem lecharev. Vinaflu, they will fall. Oivechem, your enemies. Lifnechem, before you. Lecharev, by the sword. Nu, you see it? Rashi Tevos. Vinaflu starts with avav. Oivechem starts with an aleph. Lifnechem is a lamed. Lecharev is a lamed. Says Rav Wolfson, v'naflu oivechem lifnechem lecharev is Rashi Tevos El. What's it talking about? Now I know exactly what it's talking about. What's the sword?
Prayer.
Prayer. Right? And the enemies are going to have to what? If they're going to fall, lifnechem, you got to go out against them. That's the avod of Chodesh El. So again, I'm using this to be mechazik us, so we start the year. It's so important, the first couple of days in YU, to make sure you make good choices. You know? I can't believe I didn't say this joke yet. I usually come in the first day of Shir and say, okay, like, the year's almost over, which is true, because there's like 12 days in YU before the whole year's over. You know, it's going to be a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur soon, and then it's going to be Sukkot, so we're on break for a couple of weeks, and then like we come back for like, I don't know, a couple of weeks, and then winter break for like a month. Then they come back for a few more weeks, and it's Pesach, and then like the beginning of May, we're done. So we only have a few weeks of Shir left. So all you have to do is mechazik yourself for a little bit of time. There's just a few days left to the end of this month. Right? Just one day at a time, one week at a time. We're doing great. We conquered this first week. Tomorrow we're going to finish it up. Okay, good. So we take it one week at a time. We won this week. We defeated the Yetzer. Good. Let's do it again next week. And if you're proactive, and if you daven right, and if you learn right, that's how a person... It's easy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it right in your hand. Hashem will put the enemy right into our hands. So Mirza Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to continue to be proactive and to be courageous. And Mirza Hashem will be zocha. V'nastam Hashem lo kachav yadecha. Hashem will deliver the Yetzer Hara right into our hands. Shkoyach.